皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here, Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 37. All you have to do is ask
Hello, and welcome back to JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese. In this lesson, you learn how to ask why.
どうして?
This conversation takes place at?
会社.
At an office. The conversation is between?
同僚.
Two colleagues?
エリカさんとミツルさんです.
エリカ and ミツル. And they're talking. The woman is using informal Japanese.The man is using
formal Japanese.
Basic and premium members.
If you have a 3G phone,
you can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more. では聞いてください。
はあ、下山先輩、素敵。
エリカさんはどうして下山さんが好きですか？
どうして？ハンサムだし、優しいし、頭がいいし、背が高いし、完璧だから。
僕もハンサムで完璧な男ですよ。それに家は金持ちです。エリカさん、僕はダメですか？
え？問題外。
問題外？どうしてですか？
タイプじゃないから。それに頼りないし、性格が悪いから。
ひどい。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
はあ、下山先輩、素敵。
エリカさんはどうして下山さんが好きですか？
どうして？ハンサムだし、優しいし、頭がいいし、背が高いし、完璧だから。
僕もハンサムで完璧な男ですよ。それに家は金持ちです。エリカさん、僕はダメですか？
え？問題外。
問題外？どうしてですか？
タイプじゃないから。それに頼りないし、性格が悪いから。
ひどい。
今度は英語が入ります。
はあ、下山先輩、素敵。
はあ、下山先輩 is great。
エリカさんはどうして下山さんが好きですか？
エリカ、 why do you like 下山？
どうして？
why？
ハンサムだし、優しいし、頭がいいし、背が高いし、完璧だから。
Well, he's handsome, he's kind, he's smart, he's tall, and because he's perfect.
僕もハンサムで完璧な男ですよ。
I'm also a handsome and perfect guy.
それに家は金持ちです。
Not to mention my family is rich.
エリカさん、僕はダメですか？
エリカ、Am I not good enough for you?
え？ふん。問題外。
Huh? It's out of the question.
問題外？どうしてですか？
Out of the question? Why?
タイプじゃないから。
You're not my type.
それに、頼りないし、性格が悪いから。
And you're not reliable, and you have a bad personality.
ひどい。
Ouch!
きついですね。エリカさんはきついですね。How do you say きつい in English, Peter?
Harsh?
Harsh?、
So you think she's harsh?
かな? Or they could be good friends?
Yeah, I think she's 正直者。
正直者? Honest person?
Yeah, tells it like it is.
まあ、そうね。正直な人でしょうね。
You know, a lot of times in Japan, everything is so 婉曲。
そうね。なんていうの、婉曲って難しい言葉だけど。
難しいですね。一級の言葉ですね。
You're showing off your vocab here.
婉曲 is, that's the only word I know, is roundabout. So if you hear this, or...Or...
Ah, chotto.
Ooh, that's the worst. Then the real feelings are kind of being suppressed. And you won't get a kitsui answer. You'll get something sugar-coated.
Yeah, I would say it's rare to get a kitsui answer from a Japanese person.
Agree. Definitely agree. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. What do we have first?
どうして?
Why?For what reason?
どうして? どうして?
Next.
優しい.
Kind. Gentle.
やさしい. 優しい.
Next.
金持ち.
Rich. Rich person.
金持ち. 金持ち.
Next.
問題外.
Out of the question. Unthinkable.
も問題外。問題外。
Next.
頼りない。
Weak, unreliable.
頼りない。頼りない。
Next.
完璧。
Perfect, complete.
完璧。完璧。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi Sensei.What we have next is a phrase that I love.
Yeah, because that's so you.
Well, we're laughing now, but let's hear the phrase and then I want to touch on this a bit. Naomi-sensei?
性格が悪い。
Have a bad personality.
I was just joking.
Well, first let's break it down. First we have?
性格。
Personality or character.
悪い。
Means bad.
So...Personality bad.
Yeah. And bad, the kanji for this is actually evil. So personality, evil.
Evil personality.
The opposite phrase is?
性格がいい。
Personality, good. Can we have a sample sentence?
エリカさんは性格が悪い。
Erica has a bad personality.
エリカさんは性格がいい。
Erica has a nice personality. Now, that's the translation. I have a little story. I'll just kind of sum it up, but I know for a fact that 性格が悪い is probably one of the nastiest things you can say to people.
So?
I've had like shocking results. Like in English, you know, it's, you're not nice, but some of the reactions I've had from saying this to people have been unbelievable. Like, that's the worst thing someone's...ever said to me.
So, 私よく使いますけどね。When I'm joking with my friends, I often use the 性格悪いとか You're evil とか You are witch とかっていう時。
That's going to illustrate my next point. You're a witch, right? Think of that genre. Not you have a bad personality, but you're a witch or you're a kind of heading in that direction. You're really calling someone nasty. It's not like, oh, you have a bad personality. It's like, you're nasty. You're like mean. You're really mean from the inside. You're So yeah, I'd be a little careful with this one. Naomi-sensei uses it with her friends, but they're really good terms. Would you ever joke with an acquaintance with seikaku ga warui?
Dame desu ne.
Be careful who you use this word to.
The next word is?
Yasashi.
Now, when yasashi is used to describe someone's personality, it means kind or gentle. But yasashi also means easy or simple.
So desu ne. Kanji is different though.
So please check the kanji in the PDF. Can we have a sample sentence?
私の先生は優しい。
My teacher is kind.
このレッスンは優しい。
This lesson is easy. So, same pronunciation, but the kanji is different. The way you could tell the difference in the previous two sentences was by looking at what was being talked about.
そうですね。
So, we're talking about the teacher's personality and the lesson's difficulty level. Okay, on to today's grammar point. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to ask and give the reason why. Why in Japanese is?
どうして?
There's also another way, but for now, we're going to focus on どうして. And usually when you're asked why, you respond with because?
Such and such から.
In the dialogue we had?
どうして下山さんが好きですか?
Why do you like Mr. Shimoyama? Now, one thing that's interesting, I think why is easier for foreigners to use because it usually comes in the front of the sentence, much like English. So, why do you like Mr. Shimoyama? Why is in the front here? どうして? Naomi-sensei, could you drop どうして and say the sentence again?
下山さんが好きですか?
So, this means, do you like Mr. Shimoyama? Now, as you can see, it's a simple yes-no question. To ask for reason, just add どうして in front of the simple question. It's the same as English. Why?
どうして?
Do you like Mr. Shimoyama?
下山さんが好きですか? どうして下山さんが好きですか?
Now, again, as you mentioned, a lot of times when you're asked why, you give a reason. And in Japanese, this is where the particle から is used quite often. So we're going to take a look at that now. Naomi-sensei, can we have a sample sentence from the dialogue?
タイプじゃないから。
Because you're not my type. In a formal situation, this would be?
タイプじゃないからです。
Although I don't think you'd use this. I don't know, maybe. Now, you just put です after?
から。
Of course, there are a lot of ways to give the reason, but the simplest way is?
から。
For informal situations and?
からです。
For formal situations. In that case, the phrase before から has to be informal.
Right. It's not タイプじゃありませんからです。
So what comes before から can't be in the polite form.Has to be informal. Naomi-sensei?
Hi.
どうして性格が悪いですか?
え? 何? You're asking me why I'm so evil?
Yeah.
それは、ピーターさんが性格が悪いからです。
It's because I'm evil also.
I'll be an evil person to evil person. But if you're nice to me, I'll be very nice to you.
So you're going to be nasty to nasty people.なるほど。Naomi-sensei.
はい。
Testing yourself is one of the most effective ways to learn.
That's why we have three types of quizzes.
Vocabulary, grammar, and content specific.
Each quiz targets a specific skill.
And together, these quizzes will help you master several fundamental skills fast.
You can find them in the Learning Center at
JapanesePod101.com.
皆さんはどうして日本語を勉強していますか?教えてください。
So listeners, why are you studying Japanese? Please let us know your answer in the comment section.
よろしくお願いします。
ああ、下山先輩、素敵。
エリカさんはどうして下山さんが好きですか?
どうして?ハンサムだし。優しいし、頭がいいし、背が高いし、完璧だから。
僕もハンサムで完璧な男ですよ。それに家は金持ちです。エリカさん、僕はダメですか?
え?問題外。
問題外?どうしてですか?
タイプじゃないから。それに、頼りないし、性格が悪いから。
ひどい。